I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Israel finished pulling its forces out of the Gaza Strip, but troops remain on the border should the ceasefire end. In the meantime, Sat-7, Christian satellite television for North Africa and the Middle East, is broadcasting the message of peace. Sat-7's David Harder says that contradicts culture.
We are broadcasting an alternative to many of the messages that are out there, which is keep fighting, take revenge, do evil to those who do evil to you. But Sat-7 stands for something different. We want to be peacemakers, and we know that that's really only possible when Jesus comes into someone's heart and changes them.
Your support is needed now more than ever during these tough economic times. And MNN's Ruth Kramer visited some students with an unusual story at Uganda Christian University.
Joseph Okeya is a social work major at Uganda Christian University. He's also part of Compassion International's Leadership Development Program, the last phase of the ministry's walk with these kids. LDP takes the cream of the crop among the sponsored children and sends them to college. Joseph's Compassion story began when he was 9. Aside from the health and education benefit, he said the team was Christ personified.
They embraced me despite of the way I was, and I looked at it as a parental love, though I had missed it at the first place. I'm looking at the future.
A note 10 years ago from his sponsor encouraged him to seek Christ in all things. He's carried that in his heart to this day, and it continues to guide his purpose to finish his education and come back to help those in his home village. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Kampala, Uganda.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association, now in its 75th year, is making available the free book, Peter Dynamite, the Peter Daneke Senior Story, missionary to the Russian world and founder of the ministry. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.